Who is Alex R?
Get ready with me. Get ready with me.
Welcome to a day in my life.
And do not want to post about it.
A visa with 10 of my friends.
So I got my breast augmentation.
People have like 100 million followers on TikTok. Like, that's insane. I never really got that until Alex Earl. And I'm like, she deserves it.
I feel like I actually know Alex Earl.
Alex Earl. With the Kardashians.
Just after me.
She was not great to talk about Alex Earl.
Daddy gang, it is your founding father back at it again for another season of Call Her Daddy. We made it, baby. Okay, we fucking made it. Season 4. I don't know if you're ready for what I have planned for you, but I am really, really fucking excited. I have now officially been doing Call Her Daddy solo for 4 years. And I can't thank you guys enough because I literally wouldn't be here without you. So to my OG daddy gang, I love you. To the new people that have come along the way that have become Daddy Gang, I love you. And I have a feeling, just a little feeling, that maybe, probably, absolutely, this year, season 4, is going to be the best yet. Because, as you know, on Call Her Daddy, we like to get into it, okay? Over the past few years, we really have gotten deep with every guest we've had on the show, and we've gotten to know so many people in really fun and intimate ways. Every episode, I feel like I actually get to know the person sitting across from me. I really get to know them. And based on my Instagram comments, it seems like you guys agree. It seems like you guys are kind of having a good time, right? I think. So, I was thinking. I'm always up to something. You're like, Alex, what the fuck now? What now? Let's sometimes go to the guest. And who better kick off season 4 than one of the most highly requested and anticipated guests of this show's history? Daddy Gang, you have been begging me to get this person on Call Her Daddy all year. All year I see it. And just so you know, I see you. I hear you. I see the comments. I get it. And let me just ask, guys, come on. When has your father ever failed you? So, let's go hang out with the internet's biggest it girl. Daddy Gang, here we fucking go.
It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Hi.
Hi.
It's happening?
It's happening.
Okay.
Alex Earl, welcome to Call Her Daddy.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Daddy Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Daddy Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daya has never talked about beef in an ad before, because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef, because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daya Oat Cream Blend.
Okay, so Alex, to people that are tuning in being like, who is Alex Earl? What is happening in this episode? During your senior year of college at the University of Miami, you absolutely blew up. You got a huge following online, and you are now arguably one of the most famous people on the internet. Everyone's obsessed with you. Everyone's talking about you. They want to know who you're dating. They want to know about your life. And I'm sitting here in your hometown of New Jersey, meeting your family, your parents, your siblings, and I'm like, what do you think that they think about all of this craziness?
First of all, that is so crazy to even hear you say. I'm like, oh my gosh, no, I'm not. But they have kind of been with me through it all. Like, when I blew up was over the holidays. So it was Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I was literally sitting with them. And as much as I'm watching this, they are too. And people are calling them, contacting them. I remember there was something around Christmas of me, like on the news on ESPN. And my dad's like, Alex, he's like, oh, what is going on? What are you posting on TikTok? And then they kind of downloaded the app. They all started to learn about it all and they got really involved. But yeah, they've been super supportive throughout it all.
I'm curious, obviously, like, this is not your home. This is your dad's house. You live in Miami. When you're in Miami, what do you miss most about being home in New Jersey?
I love just hanging out with my family and bantering with them, having dinner. Like, you'll get to see, but everything is very chaotic over here, and there's always a lot going on.
Hello?
I have someone here.
Oh my god, there's so many. Hi, guys.
Hi. This is Alex.
Hi, everyone. Oh my god, are you Thomas? I've seen you in the TikTok videos. Are these your dinosaurs? What are the names?
Carbosaurus and Albertosaurus.
I'm Thomas, I'm Alex's younger brother, and I'm 6 years old.
I love Alex because she plays with me. And I really love her a lot, and I appreciate that she plays dinosaurs with me.
It's so nice to meet you. Hi, I'm Ashton. Ashton, so nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Ashton. I'm Alex's little sister. I'm 20 years old, and I'm going to be a junior at Tulane University.
I feel like I know all of you because I see all of you on TikTok. What's your name?
My name's Penelope.
Penelope. Oh, oh my god. What am I, Penelope, what am I supposed to do, Penelope?
You just hold him.
Okay.
I'm Penelope. I'm Alex's little sister, and I'm 8 years old. Alex might be the TikTok star now, but wait until you see me. And this is my lizard, and I think Alex Cooper really likes him.
This is great. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi.
What's your name?
Isabel.
Isabel, I love your hair.
Hi, I'm Isabel, and I'm Alex's younger sister.
You guys might see her get ready with me, but I see the behind the scenes. And it's a hot mess.
The moms, oh, come here.
I can't come near you.
Oh.
My mom's such a buddy.
I'm going to give you a
hug.
Hi. I didn't anticipate this.
Thanks for coming.
No, no touch.
Oh, careful.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I'm Alex's stepmom. Alex is so great with all the kids, and having a free babysitter is always nice.
Hi, nice to meet you. So nice to meet you, finally.
Hi, I'm Alyssa, and I'm Alex's mother. I believe Alex got her craziness, her kindness, and her energy for having fun from me, and all the other good stuff from her dad. My house is a little cleaner when she's not around, but other than that, we miss her energy.
Mr. Earl, come on, I need a hug. Come on.
Nice to meet you.
I'm really happy Alex is making her own money now, even though she's still spending mine. Excuse me, I gotta take a call.
Hello? Is this just a normal day at the Earl household?
Yeah.
After, can I show you around the house?
Please, yes, I would love that. You can give me a little tour? Oh my god. Okay.
I'm watching your siblings and they're like, they are scrolling TikTok over there. And I'm thinking, like, how does it make you feel that they are watching your content?
You know, sometimes I forget and they'll text me something like so niche that's going on in my life. They're like, what? Like, you're wearing that top out tonight, Alex? Like, oh my god. And I'm like, I forget that they are watching this. but it's honestly nice because I feel like even if we don't have the time to catch up, they're always keeping up with me.
Okay, well, Alex, I am so excited to go on this little adventure with you and get to really know you. We're in your hometown right now. So let's go see a couple places that are memorable and meaningful to you.
We're off. We're going to see my high school. This is like where I grew up. My town. Welcome.
Okay, wait. So you didn't grow up in that house?
No. That house we moved in probably when I was in like 8th grade, I think. Okay. But that's not where I grew up. I grew up with my mom like 30 minutes away from there.
Do you have a good voice?
I have the worst voice you've ever heard in your entire life. Like, I can't sing. Like,
give me a tune.
Well, this one I've actually been practicing. I can show for you. Baby, it's you. I was inspired after we went to the Beyonce concert.
Okay, give me.
I thought I was good.
Give me it again.
Baby, it's you. Ooh. That was good. See? Can you sing?
What is it? I think I can impersonate.
Okay.
Like, if I was doing Christina Aguilera, it'd be like, hello. But if someone told me to sing like myself, I'd be like, hey, like,
how
I couldn't.
How did you just do that? Like, oh. That was good.
Yours, that was
yours.
No.
I said to my friends, if I ever come out with music, or you see, like, just know, like, I have been ambushed, like, I'm being held against my will, people are auto-tuning me, like, this is not something I could ever do.
I think it's good that you are self-aware.
You're the one I love. You know what? Why don't we try a different game?
She is a woman of many talents, folks, but it is not going to be the carpool karaoke today.
We're going to enter this town right now. It's called Red Bank. Okay, anyway, here's our high school.
Obviously, so much has changed in your life since leaving this high school, leaving this town, moving to Miami, you know, becoming so well known. But it's interesting to meet your family, be in New Jersey. I feel like the world looks at your family and it looks like, you know, your mom and your stepmom are getting along. Everyone's drinking and partying and it looks like this unified family. And it wasn't always this family that was bonded together. Can you take me back to the moment when you were in second grade and your life essentially flipped upside down?
I've never talked about this online before. I was kind of waiting for the right platform or moment. I remember the day very clearly. Paparazzi had shown up at my house and my mom quickly kind of got me and my sister out of the house over to our cousins. We stayed there for a few days and I had no idea what was going on. I didn't know they were paparazzi. I thought news broadcasters were interviewing the neighbors. Like, I really had no idea. And for anyone listening who doesn't know my family or doesn't know what I'm talking about, my dad had an affair with someone who was well known for her job, having sexual relations with high-class people, and one of them was even the governor of New York. She was very well known from that, and in turn, my dad's affair became a very public situation.
Did you find out about, like, the news coverage and everything happening first, or did you find out that your parents were getting a divorce first?
So a year after this affair happened, my parents sat me and my sister down and we were going out to dinner. It was right before dinner. They said, we're going to be living apart. My dad got a house like 10 minutes away. They were going to see how that was kind of working. They never said it was like a final divorce, but in that moment we kind of knew. And I had speculations that something was up because for the past year they had started to fight and bicker with each other, and I would sit at the top of my staircase listening to it. And before that, they never really fought. Like, I think it was like a pretty good, normal family dynamic.
When did you realize, because you were so young at this point, like, when did you realize that this scandal essentially was getting media coverage in the news?
It was in like fourth grade. I started to kind of hear commentary from people, and I had an iPad at the time, and I remember Googling, like, you don't know that many people. I'm Googling my family, and all of a sudden I see that the past 2 years of my life had been a lie. I am reading articles about what had happened, about the times that my dad's taking me to go get ice cream, and it's really because there's paparazzi outside my house and he's hiding us from them. Like, I had just felt like my world crashed down in that moment. I didn't know the severity of what had happened between my parents because my mom was super, super mature about it and didn't speak to us about it and didn't put that stress that she was going through onto us. I kind of figured it out myself, and then I proceeded to deal with it myself. And
I was going to say, did you tell anyone that you saw that on your iPad?
I had talked to my mom after, but you're so young. Like, I didn't even fully understand what it was why this woman was such a big deal that my dad had slept with. Yeah. I didn't understand the severity of it, and I was confused still, but I knew from that moment on that I wanted to protect my little sister from feeling the way that I felt in that moment.
What were you, like, mentally doing every day? Like, you're going to school. Like, how were you even comprehending this?
I would try and just push it down a lot of the times. Like, I would try not to comprehend it. I knew that I loved my family and issues would come up. And a lot of the time, my family really tried to just be as normal as possible, and we wouldn't really talk too much about these issues, or that if we did, like, there was nothing that we could really do about them. Or when my stepmom started to hang around with my dad after he had moved out, she came into his life and we were introduced to her, which was super weird. And I was told that I had to be respectful to this woman and we had to be nice to her, and this, I wanted to rip her head off.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was very weird because I felt like I was 10-year-old having to be more mature than someone 20, 30 years older than me. So I don't know, like, in the moment I didn't realize how much that would have affected me, and now I look back and whoa.
Obviously you're dealing with this at home, but like, when you talk about school, like, I can only imagine what you were dealing with. Obviously parents talk, kids hear. Like, what was the dynamic in school for you?
I mean, you can imagine middle school is like peak, people are bullying each other, like tearing each other down, so obviously they had a one-up to just shit on me and shit on my family. And besides that, besides people making comments about it, which happened, people weren't allowed to hang out with me. People weren't allowed to, like, come over to my house. Like, if I wanted to invite the girls over, I remember one day I was like, oh, we should go have, like, snacks and, like, I don't know, Gatorade at my house before we go to this middle school dance. And we weren't allowed to host this, I'm gonna call it a pregame, but obviously we're not drinking.
Of course.
Host this pregame at my house because people didn't want their kids around my family.
How was that articulated to you? How do you know that?
The parents would kind of tell my mom, and she would tell me kind of the harsh truth of, like, why this can't happen. She would have to sit me down and be like, this, like, you know, they don't really respect us.
Oh my God. Like, when you say that out loud now, like, what do you feel for, like, your younger self, like, having to deal with that for, like, a peer dynamic because of something that was happening with your parents?
I feel bad for her, but I feel like I wish I had someone to kind of lean on in that moment. I feel like I was leaning on myself a lot of the time because I didn't want to stress anyone else out.
Yeah.
And I was trying to look out for everyone else maybe but myself in the time. So I was just like, okay, we're just going to bottle this up and not talk about it. But I wish that I could like go back and have her talk to someone about what was happening in that moment, because I just was like, okay, this is like life. This is normal. Like, this is what's happening. Like, whatever. We're not going to my house for the pregame.
First of all, like, hearing that you couldn't have people over for like sleepovers or get togethers, like, because everyone else was so involved in this and this was like town gossip essentially, like, did it prohibit you from being able to actually like have your own opinion of the situation, or do you think it just like really amplified your feelings toward it?
I think it definitely made me have a lot of hatred towards the situation, and it's just weird because I obviously felt a lot of emotion and I was super upset and I couldn't let that out, kind of like there was nowhere for me to kind of go or talk to, or like, I don't know, like I didn't really ever let that out. So I just would deal with these emotions within myself. My high school teacher, because this was such a public affair, especially for anyone living locally in my town, you kind of knew who she was and knew the situation that had happened. My teacher in high school was talking about this governor's affair and said exactly what had happened, who it had happened with, and like looked me in the eyes while this was going on in class. And I remember my classmates looking at me and like laughing, because this was like about my family and this is something he was literally teaching in history class, because I forget what the lesson was there, but I left school like bawling my eyes out. I was so embarrassed, but like, this is so nice to be able to talk about this publicly, because I really never have.
Yeah. Alex,
I mean, it's embarrassing, but I am stubborn and I would never let people know that, so I would kind of put up that wall and I would kind of go the way of being very defensive. I'm like, okay, like, yeah, what? So like, I looked like a hardo, but obviously that's not the way that I felt on the inside. And I even think now, like, that sometimes I can be a little bit like brutal with things, or brutally honest, because I would just have this like wall up where I was just like, these emotions are not gonna get to me. Wow, this is like really crazy right now. I feel like I'm in a therapy session. I'm like realizing things I didn't even realize before.
Is there anything that you have recognized recently in your 20s that you're like, fuck, I've got to work on this because of the shit that you dealt with as a kid?
Yes. This has actually been a realization for me like the past few months, past 6 months, past year, whatever, with relationships. Romantic relationships, I've always been kind of one foot in, one foot out. Like, I've always been a little closed off, and I've always been like, wow, I'm the girl who like doesn't care. Like, I'm like, to my friends, it always was looked at as like, oh, she's really good with dealing with guys because like they can leave and she like doesn't care. She's like, okay, next, like whatever. But taking a step back and realizing that like I've actually never, besides maybe my first like love, and then he cheated on me and that went to shit. So like, of course, and then I'm going back to this like little shell of a human and I'm like putting this wall up. I never allow myself in relationships to be like 100% committed and vulnerable and like all in, because I'm so afraid of getting hurt like that.
How has maturing and getting older helped you to see everything maybe in a different light?
I think especially the past few years, I've taken a step back and realized that my parents are just humans as well. And, you know, at the time, like, your parents are, like, your world. Like, you think they are these perfect people, but, like, they're experiencing life for the first time, too. Like, they fuck up. They make mistakes. People grow and people learn. Like, it's been, like, reassuring and stuff to, like, realize that,
yeah,
you know, just because someone makes a mistake, they're not evil. Like, they're learning. It's their first time with marriage, with kids. So
yeah, everyone gets fucked up by their parents somehow. You can be so affected from it, but then it also does help, I agree, when you get older to look at people and be like, damn, like, we're making mistakes right now. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what's the next phase of life going to be that, like, yeah, we're going to have, if when we have kids one day, like, what are we going to do?
Exactly.
So it's like trying to find the silver lining, because at the end of the day, you got to survive. You got to move forward.
Yeah.
You love your family, obviously. There's been hardships, but it's like, how do you move forward? I guess that is kind of my next question, is like, you do have this beautifully blended family now? Like, what is the best part of it?
So with the divorce, I feel like the main thing, and anyone whose parents are divorced, I feel like you can relate to this, is you feel like you don't have that like core family anymore. Like your Christmases are kind of split up and separated, and like it's just not the same. Like you're not having family game nights like all together. Like your family, like really to me, was like my mom, my dad, and my sister. And now that my family is so well blended and they get along so well, like I get to do all these events in my life where it's like my mom, my dad, my little siblings, and my stepmom. And it's a new feeling because it's a different type of family to me. But like having my mom around with my dad, like it's just that feeling is like the best feeling in the entire world. And I'm so grateful that, you know, they were able to do that for us.
I know you are going to talk more about this on your own podcast, Hot Mess, because I think so many people are probably like, how did we get here? How did we go from here to here?
I could talk about this for days. Like, this is scratching the surface on what had happened. And like, there's so many stories to be told. Like, there is a lot that went on to get our family to the place that we are in today. It was not always perfect. And I think to anyone listening that's going through this, know that like it's okay if it's not perfect right now, because trust me, it was not for a while, and it's still not at times. But that's the thing with social media, is you sometimes don't know any of this. Anything. Like, I'm posting my family hanging out and dancing, and people are like, oh wow, this is so great. Right. They're such a blended family. And I'm like, you don't even know the half of it.
Totally. People are like, oh, I'm so jealous. Like, I want to have this huge big family. And it's like, you've had to deal with your own shit. Like, it's not all perfect. We're sitting here talking about how you dealt with in your childhood and your family an affair, essentially. And this past summer, you were getting scrutinized on the internet. People were calling you a mistress. Some people were calling you a homewrecker in regards to the NFL player that you were hooking up with. Can you confirm, were you hooking up with him when he was in a relationship?
It is so triggering to even hear you say that. Or when I was reading these comments, I was bawling my eyes out to my friends, and they're like, hello, Alex, like this stuff does normally not get to you. But like, from what we just talked about, I spent my childhood thinking this is basically the worst thing you could do to another human. So why the fuck would I do that? Like, no, they were not together.
So why do people even think that he was cheating with you?
So I guess the ex-girlfriend had started posting things alluding to unfaithfulness in the relationship online, and I was seen hanging out with this guy, so everyone kind of just pointed fingers at me. And you know, I was asking for the receipts like right away. Like, I was probably more psycho than she was. I was like, there's just no fucking way this happened. Like, I was checking everything. We have been over this probably 110 times, because I was like, if you did that to a person, obviously, of course, like, you'll probably do that to me too. And if I did that to someone else, like, I wouldn't be able to live with myself. This is why I'm so excited to have a podcast coming out tomorrow. But woo! This is just the beginning of me being able to talk about things in my life. And I haven't had like a platform really where I've been able to let these things out and like tell the truth or tell my truth, you know? So yeah. I'm excited.
I'm so proud of you. I need a fucking drink, okay?
Me too. I need 10.
I'm looking in your eyes. I'm like, we need shots. We need to go out.
We need tequila right now.
We're like both crying. We're like, we did not intend to get this emotional, but I think it was only right that we kick off Caller Daddy. We're both crying. Now we're like, let's go get fucked up. I have to say, Alex, as much as I would love to go out with you in New Jersey, I think that maybe instead of going out where you were raised and born, I think we should go where you became famous, where you really became Alex Roll, if the internet knows. Let's go to Miami.
The 305, baby.
Woo! I'll see you in Miami. Let's go.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What are you doing?
I didn't have any furniture, so I got these last minute for us. I figured this would be good to sit on.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I love what you've done with the place.
Welcome.
Alex, these chairs are everything.
They're kind of comfy.
Yeah, they're like kind of a vibe. Like they're setting the vibe of like you just moved in. This is all you have.
Yeah, this is all that we have.
Okay, so let's talk about, this is your first apartment post college. How did you even decide to stay in Miami?
It was never a question that I was gonna say. The first week of school, my parents were like, hey, like after they left, they're like, are you homesick? And I was like, no, like I'm never leaving. Like they knew, I never got homesick once. I was like, this is the place for me. Like you can go out all the time. There's so many things to do. It's beautiful. You can go to the beach, you can get a tan. I was just like, this is meant for me and I'm not leaving.
I think you're like, when I was coming here, I was like, I'm so excited because we are going to go out tonight. And I was like, you really have become in my eyes, and I think in everyone's eyes, like the mayor of Miami.
Oh,
yeah, you, that's like a, the, you're like, fuck.
I don't know about the mayor.
Okay, let's make a fucking drink.
What?
Woo! What are we making?
Tequila?
Like, what are you drinking
today? I'm going to probably...
What is your go-to drink?
Sodas or tequila sodas? And we just gotta pick. Maybe let's do tequila, because if we're gonna take shots, I should just.
I'm not taking vodka shots.
Tequila. And I need to stick to one.
Yeah. Let's stick to one. No blacking out. And
tequila
no curling
also makes
out.
Me crazy. So.
Oh. You're gonna do a chaser.
Yeah, I'm just gonna do club soda.
Okay.
I like can't drink sweet drinks.
I can't either.
I only.
I think I'm just gonna go on the rocks. Wait here.
Okay.
This is what we've all been waiting for, guys.
Now it's gonna be fun.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Woo! Let's go get ready. I think every single person online is like, I wanna go out and party with Alex Earl. I'm getting the honor. You're kind of taking me out of retirement because I just get fucked up in my home now. While we're getting ready, Daddy Gang, I'm gonna ask Alex some questions because we need to get to know her. Did you always know how to do makeup really well?
I was a dancer. So a lot of the time we were traveling for competitions and they make you cake on all this makeup. So I was literally like 10 years old and I'm like smoky eye, like here we go. So, you know, the fake lashes, everything. So that's where I feel like I got my start with makeup.
Okay, but also don't you feel like when you have acne, like you come up with the most innovative ways to cover that
shit. I'm like, no one's gonna see this. I will take this to the grave.
You just learn how to do it. It's more of like out of survival rather than like...
You know what I used to do?
Tell me.
Which is disgusting.
No, tell me.
But like when I would like talk to a guy or get with a guy or whatever and I'm staying over, I would sleep in my makeup. And if my skin was having a point like at my like very, very bad points of my acne, I would bring my foundation and concealer in my purse. Before he gets up in the morning, I'm sprinting to the bathroom and I'm like applying more foundation. And he's like probably like waking up like, why is this girl like bright orange right now? Because I was like, he will not see these pimples on my face.
Isn't it crazy too? Because you think like, oh my God, he won't notice. Meanwhile, we just look orange. I did the same thing. But did you ever do this? Because you knew that your like breakouts would get so much worse. I used to go in and I would take a makeup wipe. And right when I knew he was asleep, mid sleep, I would go and take it off. And then I would make sure to wake myself up before.
I wasn't that responsible.
You're like, no, I just triple caked it.
Taking it on, and you know, then it's embarrassing too when his sheets are like orange or like the pillow I sleep on. I'm flipping it over. I'm like, that was not me. That was not from me.
And you just
I'm not
leave.
Sleeping in my makeup.
And you just leave, and you're like, you will never see me again. Okay, speaking of boys, Alex Earl, are you currently single?
Yes.
Oh, I love how fast you just said that. Were you an NFL man ever exclusive?
We weren't. But I don't know. It's been weird starting to talk to someone while kind of having like a following, I guess. Just because people would see us out together. So naturally they're like, oh, they're dating. But I'm like, we've been hanging out for 2 weeks and you're catching us on our first date and everyone's like, they need to be dating or whatever. She's lying to us. So it's been kind of weird in that sense. Just because like keeping things private is hard if you want to like go out and.
Right. You want to like live a normal life. You want to go get sushi. You want him to like take you out. But you're also like, wait, everyone thinks we've been fully dating. This is our first date. Did you ever want to be exclusive?
No.
Absolutely not.
Listen, I just have... I don't know. We started talking at, like, a very weird point in my life. I was finishing college, mm-hmm. so obviously, like, my friends and going to college parties, like, that came first. And then we had graduation, and then I was kind of traveling for the summer. So, like, as much as we were hanging out, like, it never felt like the right time to start a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that you're more of, like, a relationship girl or more of, like, a dating girl?
So this is my problem.
Okay.
And I don't know, like, what is wrong with me, but I say I'm not a relationship girl, but I'm always kind of in a relationship situationship just because I feel like I'm not as attracted to someone if I don't know their personality, and, like, I like to get to know them first, but I also kind of like my freedom, and I'm very independent, so I struggle with that a lot.
Dude, I relate so much. I feel like all the time in college, I would feel the same. Like, I never wanted to just hook up with a guy to hook up with a guy. Like, I needed to make sure I liked him, and then naturally, I feel like people pose women so much more emotional than men, and I'm like, that's actually just not true. We may be more outwardly emotional, but when you get into a relationship, guys get fucking sappy with it. And so I would start hooking up with guys, and I'd obviously want to get to know him better. And then all of a sudden, I'd be like, okay, now I can actually, like, fuck him and like him because I'm like, I know his personality.
Yeah.
But then when you do that with them, then they're like, we're ready to date. I'm like,
yeah, that's not what that means.
No, I just wanted to make sure I like your personality before, like, you go down on me.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, yeah, exactly. So I relate to that, and I think it's okay. I just think it's annoying, obviously. I think I've seen a lot of things in the media about people being like, oh my God, like, he would never date her because she's, like, going out and partying, and I, no shade to him, but I think it's important sometimes to be like, it's not always that the woman is waiting for the man to pick him. Like, as I've been snooping around talking to your friends behind your back, I'm hearing, like,
oh,
you're very much so in control of these dating situations, and you're just trying to, like, keep it chill.
I don't know, we're having fun, but there's no pressure, and I've expressed kind of my reasoning for that, and just, I actually brought it up before, because the media was starting to scare me, before we had never had, like, a dating conversation.
Right.
I was just like, I want to talk about this, like, I'm not ready to date. He's like, okay. He's like, yeah, did I say that to you? And I'm like,
right.
No, but I'm not ready.
Which,
and he's like, that's totally fine. Like, he gets it,
right.
You know?
I think that sometimes it's actually really good to just establish that, even though it seems weird to word vomit that. I think what you need to do is 100% talk about this on your show, because the behind the scenes details of how
there's
you...
a lot.
Guys, Daddy Gang, if you're not aware, Alex started to kind of, like, see this NFL player, and let's just say she got herself stuck into a little bit of a love triangle. And I'm assuming on Hot Mess, you are going to talk about the whole thing, which I think is appropriate, just because you're just gonna, you gotta clear your name, girl.
I will give all of the details, but yeah, we're gonna save that for my podcast, because I'll end up taking up the whole episode with that.
I love it. Okay, so if you met the right person right now, would you be open to a relationship, or are you really trying to stay single right now?
Like, that's the thing, is that I'm just not dying to be in a relationship right now. Like,
yeah.
This is a very, you know, new time in my life.
Yeah.
And I just want to be able to get to know myself before entering a relationship. And I've done that before where I get into a relationship too fast,
yep.
or whatever, and it's not even about the person, but I just, like, right now I'm, like, okay with not being super, like, in a relationship, seeing that person 24/7. Like, I'm having fun with my girls, and I'm getting to, like, know this new chapter of my life.
Isn't that so weird too, when, like, you get out of college, don't you feel like this pressure where you're like, I have to figure everything out? And it's like, you're still 22 years old. Like, you have time. You can date around. You don't need to get into a serious relationship unless it feels like, oh my God, I'm so in love with this person. Are you sweating like a fucking psycho?
I
have to get out of this robe.
Well, that's why I'm gonna need a lot of powder on my face right now, because I'm like,
no, we need to change. We need to change. I'm sorry.
Wait, it's wet.
Alex, I'm literally drenched. Okay,
You said something.
I saw you and me, and I'm like, I'm literally drenched. Okay, we're gonna be right back. Let's continue. So, Alex, Earl, answer this question. And just, you know, what comes to the heart. What is your type on paper?
Tall, dark, and handsome.
You're not dating someone that looks like that.
Because I... Because, okay, that's my, like, stereotypical type. I don't know, getting to know someone, that's when I'm really attracted to them. And I'm always attracted to, like, a loud personality, mm-hmm. which can also be kind of horrible, but, like, just maybe not the best guys sometimes, but, like, someone who is, like, loud and energetic and fun when we're going out. Like, the guy who's quiet in the corner is just, like, not ever been my
your time. Vibe. Like, you want someone that can, like, match your energy. Yeah. Like, you don't want to feel bad when you're having a good time partying and you look over and the guy that you're fucking is, like, standing in the corner being like, why is mm-hmm. she going crazy? You want him, like, right next to you.
Yes.
I think then, I saw a video of you with someone doing that with you.
What?
A guy, like, at a concert. I think I saw him doing that next to you. Yeah. He was dancing with you. He's matching your energy.
What the fuck was he doing?
What was that creeper doing? So, okay, so you like someone loud, which can sometimes come off as, like, cocky. Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of balance finding that. Okay, so tall, dark, and handsome. You know you're getting roasted on the internet right now already. What is your emotional type? Okay, aside from being loud, like, what are you actually looking for from a guy?
I just like a guy that can, like, get things done. Like, if we want to go to dinner, there's, like, a reservation booked. He has, like, he knows the plan. Like, he is kind of, like, taking control. I don't know. I like someone that, like, you know, behind the scenes can, like, get really down to earth and have deep conversations.
Because meeting you, I feel like your life is a lot of, like, you're calling the shots, you're running a lot of things in your life, so it's kind of hot to have a guy that, like, knows what he wants.
And also just someone who's driven with their own career and their own aspirations.
And if they're good. How about they do?
And if they're not sitting on the bench.
And as long as they're not warming that bench up and they're riding that bench, then we're good to go. If you're on the field, we love you. If not, we're so fucked.
I'm gonna get roasted for that.
No, it's okay. Okay, what is the best and worst part? I can participate in this of dating an athlete.
Well, I think the maybe let's start with the worst, because that's what comes to mind first, I feel. The worst part, I feel like, is that they can kind of get really insecure because a lot of what they're doing is based on how they're performing. So I think it's hard kind of not to be. But, you know, an insecure guy can cause other issues. But,
Like what? Expand. Come on, Alex. Get in there with us.
I mean, you know, just basically taking it out on you and trying to kind of look cooler than they are because they're putting on a show. I think that all kind of comes with just being really insecure and not leading to really, like, a healthy relationship. Also, it depends, like, but I think the schedule is different for, I mean, I know the schedule's different, but
let's talk about the MLB versus the NFL, like, versus the NBA. I mean,
baseball schedule just sucks.
It's a motherfucker, you know? It's so crazy.
That's definitely, like, not fun. Yeah, especially if they're, like, traveling and leaving a lot. But maybe the best part is,
say it.
I think the best part is, like, getting to, like, go to the games and it's exciting and, like, I don't know, if you're like, yeah, that's my guy, like, whatever, when he does something good, that's, I think, pretty cool.
It's not like, you know, it's really nice because, like, when he comes home, like, is it, you're like, so being on that sideline, it gives, no, I love it. I think the answer is right. I think my answer is similar of, like, I feel like
when they're doing good, it's really good.
Yeah, I think the worst part is, like, their whole life is very much so focused on, like, no one telling them that they're doing anything wrong. It's like, you're doing great. So, like, when they're having a bad game, it's like, we need to, I used to have to sit in silence on the couch with him as he was like,
oh my God,
like, that was fucking awful. And you're just like their fucking therapist as they cry. And you're like, I have a life too. Like, we had dinner plans.
I also think with athletes, like, weirdly, I never really got into the athlete thing until, like, later in college. Like, before, I had always hated athletes for the reasoning of they could never kind of, like, go out and party and get drunk because they have to be up in the morning and, like, they're being responsible. So, like, for me, I never found that fun in someone just when, like, you're young, you know, and you're going out. So, like, that's a big thing for why I didn't.
I also think on campus, this is like fucked up to say, but we'll just say it. I think also on campus, the athletes to me started to become on like in actual college land are not as fun because they're like on campus, they're sitting in the dorms. But then when you do meet professional athletes, like they actually do go out a little bit more than you would anticipate.
Yeah.
And they also are like living a nice lifestyle and like have nice apartments and like have things that like they're kind of more a little bit more in the real world. I do think the NFL schedule is great for you, sweetie.
It's a lot better than baseball.
Is it like 16 games in a season?
I don't know the answer to that yet, but we're not gone that far.
We'll figure it out this season. But I agree, it's a lot easier. And then the MLB schedule fucking sucks.
You need a game almost every day.
Every day. It's awful, and they're just all crazy. Do you prefer the MLB or the NFL?
NFL. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's tell the story of what you told me about my ex and what I told you about your ex the first time we met. Okay.
Yes.
So what is this, like 4 months ago?
Yeah, 4 or 5 months ago.
Okay, Alex and I go to a brunch together and we're like having Bloody Marys and we're like getting cozy talking to each other. And then finally, randomly, like you bring up one of your exes that played in the MLB.
Because I think I was like, I feel like you would know him. And I had messaged you one time on Instagram being like, something is fucking weird here and I need advice. And I like messaged her and then I was like, wait, that's so embarrassing. Like, why would she answer me ever? So I like unsend it, but I was like, they might know each other. And then we met and I brought it up just because whatever. And you were like, I do.
I do. Okay, so I remember, this is where I was like, wow, his type hasn't changed. And like, he's really just still getting after that game. When I was in college, I remember he messaged like me and like any girl in Boston that had blonde hair, like he would message. And
oh, he messages everyone.
He's in there. He's really active. He's determined. So I tell Alex, I'm like, oh my God. So I remember your ex messaged me so often and like not to be a dick. And this is like me being the most surface level human being. But when you're in college, you're just looking for like the best time and like who can give you a good time. So like if you're not on the actual MLB roster, if you're like down under, like in the, what is it called? The MLB and the
minors.
If you're down in the minors, like you're literally living in dorm rooms. So like not to be a dick, but like I don't have interest in dating you because you're like, you're going through what like the college guys are going through. So anyway, so he keeps messaging me, he keeps messaging my friends. And I'm pretty sure like I messaged him back like a few times, but I was always because I wanted to get to his more interesting teammates. And then whenever he would get sent down from the Yankees, I would like stop answering. Then when he would come back up, I'm like, what's up today? And so then finally, I remember meeting you and being like, Alex, like, I think it's for the best that you move on because he's just looking, he's like, almost like, it was like he's obsessed looking for a girlfriend.
I was his like first girlfriend, which I think also was another one of like maybe the big issues. Mm-hmm. But like, I was his first like serious girlfriend and like since high school.
Right, like you were the first victim. And didn't he play on the same team as my ex? Or what was the story you told?
Yes, so I was always like a Call Her Daddy fan and I knew who you dated and they were on the same team. So obviously I was like, you know, like that's Alex Cooper's ex. And he's like, I know, like they bring it up, like they tease him, whatever. And I was like, well, that sucks because she's so much more successful than him. And he's like, and I was like, well,
It can give us like a little peace of mind, Alex, like for everyone shitting on us for our jobs, like to know that people in the MLB locker rooms are going to forever maybe be chanting our names until they fucking retire, which I'm sure mine is like about to on his way out. He can't get a fucking contract. But it's not that I look people to send me this shit. They're like, whoa, you're on your way up. He's on his way down. But it is funny to think that our exes cross paths. So now you're on to like a different experience. And listen, guys, we're like lightly talking shit. It's fun. Have you dated anyone in the NBA that we don't know about?
No. No.
Really?
But I have a funny story. Mm. So I told you I was never really into sports. And also like, my family is not into sports. Like my dad has never watched a sports game in his life. Like this was just not their culture. So like, I don't know. I didn't grow up like super involved in this either. And my freshman year of college, I get a DM from someone who was on the Miami Heat, is on the Miami Heat. And he sends me a DM, whatever. And my dumbass was like, I answered saying like, oh, you on the Miami Heat? Like something like, cause I literally genuinely didn't know. Right. And now knowing who this person is, I'm like, what? And then I left him on red. I didn't even answer him. because I didn't care. And now I'm like, Alex!
Wait, we're gonna bleep this. Who was it? Wait, what?
I know.
And you just left
it. I literally didn't give one fuck.
And it's
two
just
fuck.
Sitting there in your DM still?
Yes.
Is he in a relationship now?
Yes. Oh. He's a baby.
Oh.
I'm such a dumbass.
I'm fucking dead. Okay, do any of your exes have similarities?
I honestly don't think so. Because I think as... Well, they haven't gotten better, maybe, but, like, when I don't like something about that guy, I make sure, I think you learn from each relationship.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that cannot be happening in the next relationship.
Right.
But they've all been their own, demons. I don't know.
Wait, I was going to ask, because you said, like, in the beginning days of college, you weren't really, like, into the athletes. And I'm like, so who the fuck was Alex Earl dating her freshman year of college?
I dated like a frat guy.
Oh, does he like ever like try to clout chase and like say he dated you?
Yeah.
Oh, are there any videos online?
I don't know. I don't have videos, but he put up his pictures with me like back on his Instagram. So I was like,
no.
Great.
No,
I'm so embarrassed.
Is it embarrassing? Like, is that one of the relationships you're like, please, I don't want like people to know about that?
Yeah, and it was kind of more so like a fun relationship, I think. Like, yeah. It was like a social, like we would go out together every night, and like I found him attractive. Like, so you know, it was kind of like it just made sense, but it wasn't so like I was in love with his personality. Well, also at Miami, let me preface this by saying the guys are not the cutest.
Okay.
So like it's always, and I just think that school has like, it breeds like hot girls.
It's crazy.
And I think a lot of the times like there's all these pretty girls getting with like all these nasties. Gross guys and they could do so much better. But like for me, like this was like a guy like I found attractive. So I was like, I'm sticking him. Wait, sticking him.
I'm sticking him with my hand up his asshole. That's what I'm up to. You're sticking with him. Wait, can I ask you, when you were in college, once you started to actually pop off, did your teachers ever fucking say anything to you? Like, did they know what was happening?
No, they actually never said anything until right around graduation. I had one professor say something, but it was never kind of like, I don't know. It never felt like that in school.
What was it like in class? You have to be honest.
In class, sometimes, most of the people, like the business school is pretty small at Miami. So like, the people that I had classes with for, like, the past 3 years.
Yeah.
So, like, they knew me. But I think there were some classes or, like, walking to class, having people, like, ask to take pictures with me was just crazy. Like, exciting, but also I was just like, this is nuts. Like, I'm sitting in my class and I look like a rat and, like, you want to take a picture with me? Like, okay.
That is kind of crazy.
When I was graduating, one of my teachers had said something to me asking about influencer marketing, and they might start a class about it. A few have asked me to come back and speak at classes.
Alex!
So, I might be a professor.
Imagine kids taking notes as you're speaking. She's too powerful. She's getting too powerful. Okay, Alex, what is the most toxic thing that you are attracted to? Go.
Everything. I love a guy who, like, gives me no attention. I love it. Like, if you text me or call me too much, like, I will never speak to you again. I love a guy. I love it.
I love how, like, 5
I love,
minutes,
love it.
You're like, I am obsessed when they treat me like absolute shit. And then also guys all in Miami taking notes right now.
I'm being dramatic. Like, I just don't like someone who is too mushy-gushy and all over, you know?
Yeah,
and just like give me some space, because I don't, do you like horoscopes? Like, do you believe in that at all?
Yeah, 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 I do. What are you?
I'm a Sagittarius.
What does that mean?
I feel like I like to be very like independent and like, I don't like to be bothered. I don't like to feel like trapped.
Smothered.
Like, if someone makes me feel smothered, I will run so far away, they'll never see me again.
Dude, I'm a Leo. I'm like, if I feel like I can dominate you, like, I will literally eat you alive and I will never speak to you again. Get out of here with that little fucking bitch
so
boy energy.
You need someone to, like, match your energy and, like, test you. I love someone who, like,
flirtedly?
Flirtedly shits on me, kind of. Do you know what I mean? Not like too much, because there's guys in Miami who will go in on you and actually make you feel like the biggest piece of crap in your life.
Right,
you know, because that's their way of flirting. But I just a little bit of like a tease. Also, a thing for me is I have a hard time giving or receiving compliments. Mm. So that works better for me if we can like shit on each other and that's our way of flirting. For me, like if I say something nice to a guy immediately, and I've caught myself and I'm working on this.
Yep.
Okay. But I will like immediately then say something, or I'll be like, oh, whatever. Like, whatever.
Wait, can we talk about that for a minute? Because I wonder if this is literally like just women in general. Like, I feel the same way where I have literally talked about this with my therapist, where like, Matt will always be like, oh my God, like you look so gorgeous. In the beginning of our relationship, I would just be like, where are we going to dinner? And like completely, yeah, almost like,
because it's awkward to be like,
thank you.
Yeah, I do. Or yeah, thank you. You know,
like, yeah, we fucking like, look amazing, bitch, obviously.
It's just like, I don't know. I don't like it. But as much as I do say it, or I won't be with you, but I also just, I can't like admit that, right. I don't know. It's weird.
Right. No,
weird,
I get it. With it. I'm also laughing as I'm thinking about that, because I'm like, when someone says that to you, also I'm thinking like, I put a lot of fucking work into whatever I'm doing. If I'm going on a date, I should at least say thank you, because like, yeah, I did put in work.
I know.
We should work on that. Okay, everybody listening and watching, you guys,
say thank you with confidence.
We're gonna just be like, thank you. Thank you so much. You look great too. Or if they don't look good, just don't say it back. But just be like, thank you. I think that's a good thing to work on. Okay, ready for this little flip-flop? What is your most toxic trait?
Mm-hmm. I will ghost you. That's like my number one thing. If like, when I'm over something, I'm over it, and like, I'll just leave. Like, I don't...
Okay, wait. But will you ghost in terms of like, will you block, or will you ghost like...
No, I just won't answer. Oh. I'm not a big blocker, honestly.
Okay. Let them just keep getting that blue, and they just, like, never get the answer.
Just, like, when I'm over something, and I don't even really realize that I'm doing it, but I will just, like, not, I don't know. I feel like it doesn't even register in my mind that they're talking to me, and I'm like, it's just not there.
You're
because
done.
I don't care.
Okay, well, some people would say that's a superpower, because I think a lot of girls are going to be like, Alex, so what's going on upstairs? Because I need a little bit of that
energy. Well, that's like...
when they slide in, I can't not say hi, even if they just fucked my best friend last week.
Yeah, that's where I kind of feel like I'm like the advice person. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know, when it comes to like my friends and not caring about a guy too much. Like, I'm really good at like letting go, but maybe I'm too good at that. So maybe I need a balance.
Okay, what gives you the ick?
One time I got the ick. I brought this guy back to my place. We were kind of like making out all night. I bring him back. We're like sitting in my kitchen. I go to like make us a drink, and he just smiled like, what? He was way too happy. You know what I mean? Like, he just gave off the vibes. Like, he was not playing cool. He was like, I'm here. And he was just grinning from ear to ear. And I was like, out. Like, I literally was like, I have to go. I feel so sick. I'm so sorry. But like, you can't.
Wait, you turned the corner and he was like,
you know, I don't know. It was,
he was,
I
think, Eager Beaver.
I think it's cool when a guy is kind of like suave and whatever. Like, I don't know. He just really gave off the vibes of like,
right.
And maybe I sobered up a little bit. Maybe that was it too. And I was like, wait, what is going on right now? No, but he was way too happy and like too big of a, like, you're not feeling.
I get it. You're like, how do I explain this? give the smile to the camera.
Like, that's not someone I want to fuck. No.
No, you're like, you're giving nothing but, like, get the fuck out of my house. I get that. I also, is that what I should be doing right now? Alex said, I'm not going to fuck that. Oh, do we have the same one? Okay, at least we have the same thing.
Okay, one thing.
I've been, like, going slow because I'm like, I need to do my eyes. Oh, you're done. Okay. I've been just going like this, I think, for a really long time. I've just been going like this.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the goal. I'm going to finish because I was patting my face for so long. We're going to go play a drinking game, and we're going to play truth or drink.
Oh, God.
I feel like you haven't had your fair share of... Let's know a little bit more about Alex and her sexual escapades. And I feel like, obviously, this is Call Her Daddy. So we're going to have a couple more drinks.
We have to.
We're going to sit down. Drinking. Yeah, you take a drink, and we're going to get into it. And we're gonna get a little wild.
This is a side no one knows of me.
No
which
one.
Is kind of crazy.
So are you ready?
I'm gonna chug this really quick.
Let's go.
No, I think this, show the bodysuit to the camera. I mean, it looks good. You're nervous the nipple will come out? We censor it.
Like, okay.
We
get to feel it.
Okay, we're gonna be back. We're gonna try on our outfits and then we'll come out. We're ready. Barely. Full mental breakdowns. We hate our outfits. Let's go.
Okay. I am so fucking excited. Alex, we are gonna play truth or drink.
Okay.
Get ready to get fucked up, bitch. Okay. Here we go. First, let's just start out with an easy, light little softball. When is the last time you blacked out?
Like 2 weeks ago.
What is your go-to drink?
A vodka soda.
Okay. What is your tolerance level? Like, if we're going out tonight, what should I expect?
I can take a lot of shots, but then I might not. I have a good tolerance, but it depends.
But you may like black out, but like, are you the type of person that no one knows you're blacked out?
Yeah, I'm kind of one. I mean, I get googly eyes, but I'm never going to be the like puker falling over. I'm jinxing myself right now. I'm going to be a mess. I know it.
When was your, this is fucked. When was your last dance floor makeout?
My last dance floor makeout was like a month or so ago in Montauk.
I think it's good that you drink too. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Okay. When is the last time that you drunk texted an ex?
I'm not a big drunk ex texter. So like has to be over a years. I don't know.
If you were, God forbid, sliding in, what are you saying? Are you sending paragraphs or are you just like, hi?
I'm a hi. I'm a, like a hi girl.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I remember I used to just do like the peach emoji and then the phone. So like a booty call.
Oh.
And it just like, it usually worked, but like I wasn't happy in the morning, but I was happy I didn't send like a paragraph.
Yeah.
So okay, you can like, if it's short, you shouldn't be that embarrassed. If it's long, just, you know, go to church and repent. How many guys did you fuck your freshman year of college?
Two.
Love. Were they good?
One? No. Oh my God. Very, very bad. Very bad.
How many times you had sex with him?
Two.
And two times?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I tried afterwards. I was like, you know, I'm just going to give him head because this is so bad. And he told me that he didn't like that. So I just was like, I don't know what's going on here. And I'm running away. And that was the like one and really only like frat guy. Like, I was like, we got to get out of here.
It didn't work. Okay, no. Two. That's a good solid number. What is your total body count? I'll drink with you.
You know, I'm just going to drink for privacy. Cheers. But it's nothing like crazy.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fine. Okay. Who is your celebrity crush?
Jacob Elordi, but he has a girlfriend, so maybe that's controversial.
No, it's okay. It's okay. They can be even like married.
Actually, you know what?
Oh.
It was always Zac Efron for the longest time.
So it used to be Zac Efron, now it's Jacob Elordi. Okay, that's good. Who is your athlete crush?
Travis Kelce.
Because why the fuck not?
I definitely shouldn't have said that.
Okay. What you know we appreciate is the motherfucking honesty, Alex Earl. Okay?
And the problem with this game is I'm just gonna keep answering. Yeah.
Like, no, I love it. Okay, in the spirit of last night, maybe we'll bleep the name. Someone who ended things with you when you were still very into him.
Okay. What about him?
Give me a D. What if we just say that? Sleuths go in. How many nudes have you taken in your life?
I don't know the exact number. A good amount.
Are you proud of your nudes?
Yeah. Like, good. If they got leaked, I'd be like, okay. Actually, I don't know. Don't leak them.
Don't come for me. Be like, they're literally fire. Everyone's now, like, hacking. What is your best skill in the bedroom?
I think I give a lot of credit to you, but I think I'm pretty good at giving head. I have been told. And wait, but not always, okay? My first boyfriend, the first one I gave a blowjob to, whatever. Oh my god, I'm being so awkward because I never talk about this stuff. He was like, that was the worst thing I've ever experienced in my entire life. He's like, you were biting my dick. Like, that was horrible. So I literally was petrified and I was determined. So
you played episode 3.
I studied, and then Call Her Daddy came out, and I was like, I'm determined to do this.
And now you take pride in your work.
Yes.
I am so, cheers. Let's just cheers again.
Thank you. I'm so proud so of much. You.
That makes me so fucking happy. The Gluck Gluck 9000 goes very far. It does wonders for your dick. So you're welcome, everybody. I'm so proud of you. Okay. Top two favorite sex positions.
I love missionary. I don't know. I just think.
Are you making eye contact?
Yeah, or like kissing, I love. Or I like kind of like spooning on my side.
The best. Fuck, marry, kill. Athlete edition.
I can't say this seriously. Aaron Judge, Braxton Berrios, and Travis Kelce.
Okay, kill Aaron Judge. Fuck Travis Kelce, marry Braxton Berrios.
Will you be attending any Dolphins games this season?
I think so.
Love that.
I think so.
Okay, are you an anal virgin?
I am. I actually.
Your face. You said that.
I am. Because I feel like I want to save that for marriage. Ah, I don't know. Is that weird to say?
No.
But I'm like, I want them to have something.
Left of me. Oh my god.
I didn't mean it to come off like that. I just meant
good.
I don't know. Oh my god.
No, this is good. You want something to be
I'm
left
sweating.
With them. I'm dead. Okay, Alex. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
The most famous person in your DMs. Okay, well you have to tell me.
Okay, later.
Wildest place you've ever had sex?
In high school, you know, when I feel like you're just all horned up.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a football game, whatever. It was like on, like behind the bleachers, but like on the side of the field. And like, I don't know what was going on, why I did that, what was necessary about that. And yeah.
Just fucking like rabbits. But yeah. When you think about high school sex, aren't you like,
oh my god.
Oh.
No.
Like, was it even sex?
No. I don't know. You're just, I feel like you're so horny when you're young like that.
Yes, but like it's actually not sex. You're just like drying, like humping, and you're
it's
like,
horrible. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Bad, bad, bad. Okay. Last time you faked an orgasm, don't fucking lie to my face. Go.
Probably like in the past few months.
Okay. Do better. Do better for our girl, okay? Tell the daddy gang a secret. Anything. Take your time.
Oh my god, like a sexual secret?
Maybe. Anything sexual. Maybe like a little fantasy or like a secret. Maybe something like you've tried that you're like, oh, I kind of liked it.
Oh, I have one. Oh my god. Dad, please, if you're listening, turn this off.
No, you know what I'm going to do? For the point that we just talked about this, I'm going to put little subcaptions of, like, Earl family, like, mute this and now unmute.
Oh, mute it. Mute it at this point.
Oh, my God. Dad, family, grandma. She watches everything I do. Okay. I recently, like, within the past week, have experimented. I tried a butt plug for the first time. And I loved it.
Is your orgasm better?
Yes.
I get it, because it's like we aren't taught to do these things, but when you put it in there, it's kind of like a really good feeling.
It is, and they like it too. Maybe a little finger.
What finger are you using in there, Alex?
That's
why the nubs.
Why do you think I have no nails on?
It's crazy when the daddy gang sees me with no claws. They're like, oh, so you're fingering Matt's asshole. I'm like, what? Sorry, Matt. So what finger are you using?
I think my middle.
It's good. It's a good finger. It's solid.
Because, like, then you can. I don't know. I'm just going to stop talking. I've never talked remotely about any of this online.
How do you. Is it freaking you out a little?
It is.
Okay.
It feels fine right now because I feel comfortable and I feel like we're having a conversation. And when I see this, I'm going to be like, oh my god.
Yeah, when it airs, you're going to fling yourself off the balcony and be like, why did I do that? Okay. I am satisfied. We got a little bit of tea. There's obviously more to come. This is not the last time we're podcasting together, but this is just to like give everyone a little taste. And thank you for sharing with us, because I know you've never really talked about your sex life, but obviously it's only appropriate that you do it here on Call Her Daddy. We're going to go out tonight.
Yes.
We're going to party with all of our fans, all of our friends, all of our followers. We love you all. And I'm excited to see, like, how does Alex Earl party in Miami?
I'm excited to see how you party.
Let's go. Cheers.
Cheers.
Love you. Let's go. Woo!
I obviously wanted to like get the full experience.
Last night was a little blurry for me.
Dude. Okay, here we go. Let's podcast.
Can you hear this?
Fuck. Okay, here I come. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my fucking god. I don't want to put these in your bed. You guys
were
dogs out last
night. Dude, I took my shoes off the minute we got
into the club. There, immediately her shoes come off. I was like,
We're giving them the recap. I think that I have glass in my foot. There is,
this is a really gross.
No. I don't want you to have to get too close, Alex, but I'm not lying when I say.
I keep looking over. What is this? That's blood. Like dried blood.
Oh. So I won't put them on your bed. I'll just go like this. Okay, so last night we got fucking wild.
I got like really drunk.
I was also laughing. So when we went to that dinner, I turned to Alex and Alex was like, ooh, like I can't tell if I'm getting tired. And I was like, Alex.
That's when it all went downhill.
Then we started just taking shots.
We took so many shots.
Did we get in trouble?
I think they were glass shots. They were glass shot glasses, and I think people were like dropping them on the floor, so glass was shattering. So that makes sense why your foot is cut open.
This was like our first time ever going out together.
It was
very fun partying with you.
Yeah,
you are the life of the party. I couldn't tell you were that fucked up.
Yeah, I feel like same with you.
Really?
But well, I could definitely, I was like, oh wow, like she really like can drink. I was shocked by that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, Alex thought I was gonna be a grandma.
She went full force.
Oh my god, do you remember when the bouncer like caught my limp body?
No.
So I'm fucking standing, jumping around, just like having the time of my life.
Yes.
And I don't know what happened, but at one point it was as if I was like literally about to belly flop onto the center table with all the drinks and everything, and my body just like literally levitated over and I just started falling, and randomly the bodyguard just comes in and with his arms like this, I just do a plank onto his body as if I was gonna crush the entire table, and he just like picked me up and I turned around and Matt was just like, what the fuck?
Why is there?
I can't decide if I'm about to vomit or shit myself.
I'm definitely going to puke at some point today, and I'm sweating and I really don't feel good.
I think that we should go for a walk. How far is the beach from you?
It's right there, like over, right over that bridge.
Oh, over the bridge?
It's right there.
Oh, you just,
so we can just hop on over there.
A hop, skip, and a jump over the fucking bridge. Okay, yeah, I think we should go maybe get some like coffee, more Pedialyte, and let's... You're like, oh yeah, it's just right over there over that bridge.
All the way over there across the ocean.
Okay, guys, we're going to get our lives together. I'm going to clean my foot. I wonder if I can even stand.
I can't really. Everyone came in here and my ear started to ring.
I think there's glass in my foot.
Oh, you actually can't stand.
No, I
like, I'm hungover. You're like, no, I have an injury.
I think I have to go to urgent care.
Okay, guys, we fucking lied. Alex and I are like, let's go walk. We went right back
to bed.
We went back to bed. It's now 7 o'clock at night. So just pretend it's still the daytime. We're not degenerates. Yes. We're fine.
Flash forward 8 hours.
Exactly. So, Alex, I have to say, I have been having the most fun for the past 48 hours. Getting to like live in your life has been so fucking cool. And it's been so fun getting to know you. I feel like obviously people on the internet look at you and are probably like, that girl doesn't have one problem in the world. She just gets to go party, have the best life, and that's it. And I think that's the beauty of podcasting, is like we get to know you a little bit more. So in the spirit of getting vulnerable and podcasting, I want to ask you a few final questions before I leave you in my Miami on your own. What is the hardest life lesson that you've had to learn?
The hardest life lesson I think I've had to learn has been around jealousy and fake, maybe friends, fake people in your life. People have, you know, it's been a thing kind of my whole life, even since I've been little. Like, I feel like finding good people to like stick around, and a lot of people don't want to hang out for the right reasons or don't want to stick around for the right reasons. And I think that that has been something I've had to learn, especially recently, over the past year with things happening. Or I've had people that, you know, didn't hang out with me before or would say no if I asked to do something, and then all of a sudden they all come swarming back around, and I'm just like, it just honestly hurts. Like, as much as it is annoying and whatever, but it hurts to see someone be so shallow and like actually just not care about you as a person.
What do you think is the biggest misconception about you?
Probably the biggest misconception about me, I feel like I'm quiet at first until you get to know me, and I have kind of a big personality online, but I take a minute to warm up to people, and I've had people be like, this is not who we know, like, oh, you're being so quiet and reserved. I don't know, I like to kind of like read the room a little bit first. I think when I'm like getting to know people, I'm just like not walking in, and obviously what I post is kind of me crazy all the time or whatever, but I'm not like that 24/7. I'm not, you know, doing backflips around my apartment all the time. Yep. Just sometimes.
That is why I'm so happy that you're about to start this podcast, because I feel like there's a difference between like commenting back on a comment and being like, that's not true, but looking into a camera and being like, let me tell you guys the situation, what happened, and just like talking through something, I think like is a way to actually connect with more people. Your podcast, Hot Mess, comes out tomorrow.
First of all, I'm so excited for this. And I've gotten comments throughout the whole past year being like, you should start a podcast. Being kind of in front of the camera more and talking, I love connecting with my audience, and I think there's a lot that they don't know about me. There's a lot that they do know, but there's so much that they don't know, and I am ready to kind of share more of my life with them. I just want it to be my friends, my family, people that are close to me in my life, and sit on the floor of my room and talk.
I love it. I think it's gonna be so dope. Are you nervous?
I'm a little nervous, but honestly, filming this has made me feel a little bit better, and I feel like I'm getting to learn from the best, and I have a good coach.
It's been so fun working with you, because we both love our fans and our content and what we're doing. Like, it's been cool to work with you and just be able to like watch you about to literally kill it, and people just be like listening to you every week. I can't wait for you.
I can't wait.
So, Alex, oh, this is like sad, like it's ending, like I don't want to end it, but it feels like a really perfect ending to an incredible episode. I'm so excited.
Wait.
What?
I need help with one last thing before we end this.
Okay.
Really strange request.
Okay.
So you know how I just graduated, I just moved out of my college house.
Yes.
Well, probably the only nice thing that we had in this house was our fridge. We had like a smart fridge, it has a big screen. And on that fridge, you're able to upload photos. Okay. So my friends and I thought it'd be funny. We did like photos of the week. And this this fridge has basically our private stories on it. And we have our nudes on there. We have, I don't know, we're shit talking ourselves. I don't know what is on that fridge. We got a glimpse because this group of frat boys has moved in now and they see what is on our fridge. All the other girls are in New York besides me and Kristen, so I think it's only fair that we go there and we break and enter and we delete the photos on the fridge.
You're saying that it's a smart fridge? Like, it's almost like a built-in iPad?
Yes.
And all of your guys' nudes are on this fucking thing? Like, Tuesday, like, hump day with Alex's ass.
Not the cute ones. Not the cute ones. The ones where it's like, oh my God, your nipple's hanging out of the shirt. Oh my God, I have a double chin. Oh my God, I'm hungover here. It's a complete joke in our most embarrassing photos. And now these guys have access to literally our most secret photos.
So we're going to get in the car, we're going to drive there immediately, and we're going to show up with the cameras, and they're going to be like, what the fuck? And we're gonna be like, we're just filming
for... I need you to distract them.
No, we should literally be like, oh, we're just filming for Call Her Daddy.
Yeah.
I want to see your room. Can you guys show me the room? They'll bring me into the room. You go to the fucking fridge and delete that shit. Okay, Daddy Gang, one last adventure, one more little hurrah with Alex and I. Here we fucking go. Let's go.
All right.
Let's just do it right now. Let's go. Alex, how are you as a driver?
I'm a good driver, okay. But sometimes if I'm like speeding, don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna run! Guys, I have butterflies in my stomach. Can we even pull in? Should we actually just drive by?
I think you just fucking pull in.
There's grass! We didn't have grass like this! When did they get grass? I see the front door, we just have to infiltrate. I'm literally shaking.
What is that?
Oh my God, it's fratified. It's fratified.
No,
I'm not ready. No, it's... They've three TVs in there. I'm gonna throw up.
What is this,
Hi! I just wanted to give you guys a housewarming gift. We used to live here.
Come in. Thank you.